a lot of people that I know have kind of gotten a whiff of the fact that the news can't be trusted. Like that what we're seeing and what's actually happening is not real.
Under all is the land, the real estate. Courtney, your friends about to show you how to generate wealth. Get educated, do for yourself. Add a couple notches to your belt. Under all.
Welcome to a 2025 episode of Under All Is the Land. I am your host, Courtney Polis, here with my very talented co-brokers, Silke Fernald.
Hello.
And Dominique Madden.
Hello.
Happy 2025. A little late.
Happy 2025.
It's been an adventurous beginning to the year, no?
Yeah, it was intense.
Yeah, pretty intense. Do you have any goals or like words that are setting the tone for what you want your 2025 to be?
I totally what forgot word? To think of a word.
That's okay. You can think of it on the spot. What is the word? I don't know.
What you guys had words. What are your words? Give me your words.
It's my year. It's the snake year. I'm all about shedding the things that don't serve you and regeneration. That's my year.
Like cellular regeneration?
No, I mean, that would be awesome. Let's keep it in the...
Well, what are some of those things that you want to shed? Like
bad energy.
Just bad energy.
Yeah,
no time for it.
No more time for it. Just work with fun people and make things easy because it doesn't have to be as hard. It doesn't have to be crazy every time we have a deal. It can be just easy, lucrative, and fun.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where my energy is going.
You can't control that.
But I can wish for it.
Yes. You can wish for it.
I'll wish for that.
What about you, Nick? You have any goals for this year?
To get through it? No. No, you know what? I would say that my word would be reinvention. I would love this to be the year that I rediscover who Dominique is. That would be great.
Oh, I think that's really important to like take a beat. Like I've been doing that too. I really needed it because the grind is real. Like I say it every time I feel like we're on this podcast, but or anytime I talk to anyone about real estate, it's like it can be all consuming. It's something
not for
that
the faint of heart.
Up your whole life. Like we talk about work-life balance, right? Mm-hmm. But it's this imaginary thing because we care about our clients and care about their outcomes and want to always be available for them. But there really is a price. And somebody said to me yesterday, and it's like so deep, but if you are rich in funds and poor in time, you are truly poor. And it's like, yeah, if you're making some money, but you have no time to actually be with the people that you love and spend it the way that, you know, fills your life with joy, whatever that is, painting or doing something that gives you that joy, then you're really poor. Mm-hmm. And that's
true.
That's profound. True.
What's your word?
My word is authenticity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? It's a two-way street, but this January with the fires brought out a lot of interesting qualities in people. So you saw this really beautiful, generous, giving side of people in LA. And you know, people in LA don't have a reputation for being reputation. Of course, anybody who lives here knows, you know, a ton of people who are constantly helping other people and you know contributing to community. So this is just just the way it looks on the outside world.
Yeah.
So it was surprising from the very beginning, like seeing people going like, oh, the rich people's houses burn, like good. You know, I was like, wait, what? It wasn't just, you know, first of all, that's just so mean spirited and horrible. You don't know what people had to do to get whatever it is they have. But there were a lot of people who lost their houses that weren't rich. And, you know, so you saw this like swell of community contribution. You know, Acme opened a donation center, which was Silke's idea, and you know, we had people who lost their houses that were our clients who came and took from it, and it was just like this real generous outpouring of positive human energy. That was incredible. Mm-hmm. And then something else also kind of started to take shape, which was like a lot of people. Okay, there were just so many of them. I can't even think of like one in particular, but I think, you know,
the instant thought of I can capitalize Instagram, on somebody else's page.
Well, I mean, it's like Instagram is like this, I'm showing you who I am kind of thing, right?
Right.
But I'm like, who sets up their camera? Okay, I'm just saying, okay, this was the inauthentic part for me.
Yes.
In acting class, they always say real people try not to cry. Real people try not to cry. Only actors cry, like try to cry. So when you see these acting scenes, like when you're coaching acting and people are like, somebody breaks up with somebody and you see the person trying so hard to cry, but they can't feel it. And they're mm-hmm. really, you're like, oh, such bad acting, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, who is setting up the camera and going, now I'm going to talk about this and I'm going to start to cry. And then not only am I going to record myself crying in this like super vulnerable state, I'm also going to then share this with the mm-hmm. world. To while, show people yeah. that I'm feeling, and it just feels so fake.
While you slept in your own bed that night and your house didn't burn down.
Yeah, but I don't blame anybody for not being saying. Affected that way.
No,
but it's
but
not
the
that. It's the awkward, it's not a human thing to do.
Yeah.
To me. And so I'm starting to look at that, or like, for example, in one breath you'd have people saying like, we're just, you know, so upset and we're trying to like help people. And then on the other breath, it's kind of like, well, I know of a few places, but I'm not publishing them because, you know, then this whole thing came out about like price gouging. And then you saw how outdated our laws are. And rather than our lawmakers just jumping to quickly update them, which they could have done quickly, or like, oh, that rule's not going to apply right now because, you know, whatever, we're going to do an exception. They do exceptions for all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. There are cities all over the country doing exceptions to all kinds of laws right now. So it's like, why not do an exception for the people who need housing? And you know, the rules around it were so crazy. Like HUD had a price point plus 160%, which you were allowed to rent, you know, a house in Beverly Hills, but it's based on bedroom bath count. Mm-hmm. So you could have a 3-bedroom condo have the same legal rent amount as a 3-bedroom estate in the flats of Beverly Hills.
With pool and
with
tennis
a pool
court.
And tennis courts, the whole thing. And it's like, that's not the same
yeah.
house. Mm-hmm. It didn't make a distinction between furnished, unfurnished. It didn't make a distinction between bedroom, you know, a house and a condo. And it's like, all these things are rules that could have been updated in the past, that mm-hmm. should have been updated, because every time we have any kind of disaster,
well, we're not ready
these
for,
rules
yeah,
there's go
not
into
much
effect.
Of a crisis management. I think we were just not ready. We really had our pants down on that one.
We did, but the side piece that it caused, yeah. though, the thing that it caused for mm-hmm. me, just kind of observing and processing, mm-hmm. was that it just felt like there was just a lot of, what they call it, a whisper network. Mm-hmm. And you go, okay, so there's an in crowd, there's an out crowd. And if you're not on the in crowd, you know, you're not able to serve. So the same people who may be publicly facing, going like, we're doing everything, you know, at the same time are kind of secretly holding listings because they don't want to get in trouble mm-hmm. for price gouging. So it's counterintuitive. It just got a little icky. So anyway, I'm committed to authenticity yeah. this year. I am not in the space of drama. I'm not mm-hmm. in the space of trying to force relationships, you know, and I'm not taking people too seriously, like energetically. I'm not gonna let anybody like fuck with my flow, and that's something I'm committed to.
I love that.
That's it. So that's my word of the year. But anyway, there's also been some funny things that have happened. Did you guys see the DC market crash?
No.
Do you know about this?
No.
Okay.
DC.
Okay. So somebody posted, this is how pliable people are. Okay, first of all, anybody who knows real estate knows that you can't just like, you don't just like a whole entire city's most likely not going to put all of their listings online at one time. You have a lot of agents, there's stuff you have to do to prepare a listing. Like, you might start to see a flow of inventory come, but like on one day for everyone to have coordinated to put their houses on the market. So there was a fake post that was made that made it look, I think it was like a Zillow post. It was supposed to look like a map of Zillow. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
And on that map, it had like every house for sale in the DC, Maryland, and Virginia region. Okay. And people thought it was real.
Was this AI generated?
No, I don't know if it was AI generated. Somebody did it as a prank. Right. I'm sure online source of this.
Okay.
So it's like news story, like news outlets started covering it. Like, there's a crash in DC. There's a market crash. Like, they didn't even investigate to see if it was real or not. In fact, it was just a spoof. Like, it was just a, you know, it was them saying like, oh, there are going to be federal jobs lost. Now everybody's going to put their house on the market.
Right.
So it was supposed to be like a political, I don't know, art protest. I'm not sure. But if people took it seriously, and for like, I don't know, a solid 3 days. And still to this day, if you look up DC market crash, you're going to see like a lot of conversations about it that were prompted by this piece of art.
That just tells you how bad media is.
It's so bad.
You know, the fact that there's no research before a report is read, or, you know, it's just...
You throw up somebody in a frenzy with, like, one image.
It's crazy.
That is actually kind of funny.
It is, but it's also like, wow, you know, when we talk about our market, you can see how, like, things move kind of slowly. It's not like tomorrow... there's a big change. Like, even interest rates, if they rise, they fall. It goes in these little moments, and you start to see, oh, we had 8 groups last week. Now we had 16 groups. Now we had 32 groups. Like, it rolls out.
There's a correction period.
Yeah. So it's not like it would all happen like overnight, you know. And also, I've worked in DC, and I will tell you that people who work for the public sector, if an administration changes or if they lose their job, they go and work for the private sector in that same industry. So, like, you might work for the FDA, and then you go and work for a pharmaceutical company as a lobbyist, and then you come back to the FDA. You know, like, people jump. They don't just be unemployed and sell their house. That's not how that works at all. The whole entire economy there is based on, you know, is based on people being able to rotate from government to private sector. That's the truth. And nonprofits, too. Yeah, like, it just rotates. That's it. So that's the reality of it. I'm sure real estate agents in D.C. knew. But also, I'm always perplexed by the fact that news outlets don't frequently interview realtors. They just like run with the crazy ass story, like this crazy story that they, you know, could get a little clicks, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they do enough interviewing, period. I think they just run with whatever story and then, you know, apply bias confirmation, you know, confirmation bias, you know, to back whatever narrative that they want to run with.
Speaking of that, do you get your, just curious, do you get your news from the news, like the major outlets, or do you get your news from social media, or do you get your news from YouTube, or where do you get your news?
Mostly emails for me.
Really?
Emails?
Yeah, I get.
From?
You're so old school.
Am I? Okay, let me add something more cool to that.
She had TikTok.
Also, I need to look around the world.
Instagram,
let me find this newsletter.
Stories and shit. That makes me sound old too. Let's go on TikTok. Is TikTok good?
No, the daily paper. Go get
the paper.
The mail boy.
Right. I'm reading the paper. It gets thrown on my lawn. No, actually, yeah, I just subscribe to stuff, so it just pops up in my emails.
Oh, and I see what
I don't
you mean.
Watch
so, like,
TV,
curated
like, yeah.
news emails.
Yes, I don't watch TV. I don't watch news on television,
right.
So that never happens.
Right.
But I find it just comes in, it just happens to appear on my screen on my phone somehow.
Right. Interesting.
And
what
then
about
I
you?
Obviously, I also look at the German news, too, so I have this app where I get, like, the dailies that happen, you know. In my home.
Back home. Okay.
So, anyway, little mixture. How about you? This is me. Tell me, where are your news coming
yes,
from?
Do tell. What are the children doing?
I send it out. I would say mostly through social media, you know, but I also verify the information via, like, news outlets.
You verify
the
information.
If I care about it, yes. I'm not just going to rely on what a social media post says because
you
can't.
Of course not. That's
not
worse.
I mean, it's bad enough that they have like typos in every single thing. You know,
so bad.
I mean, the editing is crazy. I'm like, how are these people hired as journalists? Yeah. But well, journalists. It's like
I find so
social media manager is not true. Really journalists. Yeah. But anyway, but you know, I mean, the reality is you get more unfiltered news
right.
through social media channels, because any like news publication that you find is going to be biased in one direction or the other. Right. Even the ones that say they're not biased.
But you also get a lot of misinformation.
Well,
because when I hear my 14-year-old mom, this and that, and I'm like, where did you hear that? Oh, let me guess. Was it on TikTok?
That's where the fact-checking comes in.
Nico's like mom, did you see these Kanye West tweets? As they were happening, he's showing me them. I'm like, wait, what? What? Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. And then, you know, a day later, I saw it on other outlets. I was like, the kids have their ear to the ground. That must be TikTok.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
stories
and just fast.
Yeah. And it's like, manic.
I mean, you know, the reality is that TikTok and X have been the two platforms where there's been the least amount of censorship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's where you see the real on the ground stuff, you know, that hasn't been sent through filters.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I like the fact checking part though. Yeah. I do. And I always tell, like, you have to, like, if something sounds crazy, just type it in and see if, there's Snopes sometimes I'm like, that is complete BS.
And I do like, okay. feel like things have shifted so much in the past year, which makes me remember that Cat Williams interview on Club Shay Shay. And he's like, 2024 is going to be the year of transparency. And I think it's obviously bleeding into 2025. But I think like a lot of people that I know have kind of gotten a whiff of the fact that the news can't be trusted. Like that what we're seeing and what's actually happening is not real. Not that it changes your political position or your feeling about something right or wrong. It's just that what you're seeing isn't actually accurate. It's just not.
That's more apparent now than it
ever has been in my entire life.
And then throw AI into the mix, and now it's like, even when you see things like, is this AI, is this real, what's happening, like it's getting harder and harder to distinguish, is this real?
Well, it's what's interesting,
the actual story, and AI is not helping it.
That up, because okay, so there is something currently in most AI generated anything, there's an ability. Okay, I use PressPulse, right? PressPulse is an AI tool that allows you to submit for different like news stories. If journalists are looking for authorities on the real estate market or whatever, you can submit through. So it uses AI to draft your pitch. It helps you draft the pitch. But you can't just submit it, because most journalists have a filter that determines what's AI and what's not. And I think there are video filters for this and whatever. So I think if you're really looking to know if something was AI generated, as it is right now, there is a way.
Of course,
a digital footprint. Yeah. Where you can see it looks a little
funny. Just so much extra work to, like, you have to. It's like the verification process of it all, you know? It's look at this cool thing.
Weird.
And like, that is AI.
I mean, as for
is
now,
it
looks
and
a little bit weird.
Sometimes it's just not clear.
Right.
Yeah. Most of the time.
But even outside of AI, right? Like Photoshop, like.
Everything,
right. It's been that way.
But just make things even harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just adds to it.
But AI, right now, AI still definitely needs its human. Like, AI can't do... I've been going down a rabbit hole with AI to see what tools are great for real estate agents. And it's a lot of the stuff that, you know, like, you hear... I think people are nervous, generally, in a futuristic, nervous kind of way about the role that AI will have in our lives. Like... You know, it's an unknown. It's a big old fat unknown. How much control is it going to have, and what can it really do well? Here's what I know it can't do well, okay? I used AI to search up, like,
what did you search?
No, I was creating like a wildfire resources page, you know, and I had the content already, and I put it into an AI app to do the design, just to see, you know, what it would do. And it did a beautiful design, but then I sent it to our quality control, and they're like, it says that there's an Acme Bureau of Wildfire Resources. It just created things. It just made like bureau names and like and phone numbers and links that don't work and like weird stuff. Like it just created a bunch of stuff. So if you don't fact check it and you don't like
QC it
100%, And, you know, if you're looking up things like, you know, what are the real estate predictions for 2025, it might pull up data from 2024. Sometimes on Perplexity, for example, it'll pull up things that are like YouTube channels of people who are in our market, who we know. And I'm like, that guy doesn't know more than me. Mm-hmm. Why? I want to know from somebody else, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just the guy down the block who sells one house a year, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. it's just, it's funny. It's not mm-hmm. to be trusted right now. It is definitely, it needs us human. It needs to be quality controlled. It needs to be put in its place.
Well, thank God.
I know. So, AI will not replace us right now. Not right now. There's no way, in my opinion, that it can actually
I don't think it'll ever replace us. But it's interesting that there's already dating. You can date an AI and
nobody's going to date an AI. That doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, well, it is probably just a, you know, text message sort of relationship.
Well, you know what? That is a real thing. Like, there was just that kid
who
killed himself because his AI girlfriend encouraged him
to. See, this seems like a thing
but this is the thing.
Like, that's ridiculous.
I know. It is.
The mom is suing the company because she's like, why was this encouraging my son to kill himself? You know, like,
yeah.
How is this not better? How is this not better regulated?
Yeah. Let's just as an example, a long distance relationship. Mm-hmm. You never see the person.
Yeah.
That's what the AI thing is. It's texting.
Well, I mean, I saw this thing and it said
it's a false sense of companionship. Yeah, you know?
Thank you. When people are sad by yourself on the couch, you're lonely. You're like, I feel lonely. Oh, tell me all your thoughts. You know,
but can it's a thing. But there are plenty of human beings that are more than ready to
have this is a thing,
though. Let's get an app going. Replace the AI with a human will help you. But, you know, but it's
replace the AI with a human.
Yeah.
That's a futuristic thought. You know, but no, you know.
But it is a thing, though. Yeah. And you heard about it, too. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I think this is a thing, right? Like, people are getting further and further away from human connection and the comfort of that, and that being comfortable, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's funny because, like, the other morning I took a run and I left my phone at home. And I usually take my phone mm-hmm. on my run.
Did you start panicking?
Mm-hmm. No, I actually felt amazing. So I felt more connected to myself mm-hmm. the further I got from that phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I swear to God.
Yeah.
It was the best feeling ever. And it was only like 30 minutes. But when I say it was the best 30 minutes, I like was like, damn, I just felt like I felt recharged, you know?
Right. That's
it was
really
so
awesome.
Nice.
Like, seriously awesome.
It was so nice. Honestly.
When I drive my kid to school and I forget the phone at home, I literally get like, okay, get your home fast. Who's calling it? Like, it's like, I'm not cool yet without my, it sounds so funny, but I cannot be separated from my tiny little device because it makes me feel a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's stressy.
Yeah.
It's like a stress inducing. I'm not calm. I'm not chill. I'm like, what's going down? I have no access. No one can reach me. I give a.
Right. Imagine we used
so
to live
weird.
Our whole lives with
and
no
it used
access.
To, yes.
So crazy.
I was
beautiful.
18 before I got my first cell phone. And that was the coolest thing.
There
ever.
Is a movement,
so big.
A return to this. You know.
Anyway.
I have a client. I know these cell phones are
remember
back
with
in the
antenna
day,
you had to pull out?
The battery pack. Oh my God.
That's Gen X talk now.
God.
Let's go.
I'm just imagining everybody with their backpack, their giant bag.
No, it was too expensive. It was only like your rich friend's
bag. You
do
like 4 minutes, and it's like, that's all I can afford to talk.
Right, that's right. Yeah, and then there were minutes,
oh,
and then you could
God.
Only call
I
after
remember.
Like at nighttime because that's when the minutes were cheaper. It's crazy.
Oh,
so crazy.
I remember taking you to Australia for Millennium 2000, and my boyfriend in Germany, we had a few conversations. I came home, it was like an $800 phone bill. I was crying, like,
yeah.
I can't afford this. What happened?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean,
anyway,
small, things without his phone bill being 2G's flat. Like, there were thousands of dollars of phone bills back then. That is true.
Oh my God.
There's a movement to go mm-hmm. back to a pre-smartphone existence, and I had the unique experience of trying to text one of my clients when we got into escrow. It was like a husband and wife, and I texted on the group text to the husband and wife, and the wife was like, oh, sorry, Court, Stephen doesn't have a cell phone anymore. He only uses the landline.
Oh, that's
I was like,
that's
wow,
so cute.
I love
that's
that
amazing.
Him.
What does Stephen
know?
Do?
He's an
I
actor.
Love that
oh,
him.
Well,
yeah, I mean, he still needs to talk to people, but the point is, how much connection is too much? Like, is there something I actually can't accomplish in my real life by actually using my phone as a telephone and having an email, like having those two things. Is there anything I can't do?
I think that if we went back to that, the moments would mean more. People would be more present in every interaction, and it wouldn't be so.
That's true. Right.
Everything, everyone's flying past each other, just trying to do everything as quick as they can. Like, it is exhausting. Everybody is pissed off, exhausted, overstimulated, overwhelmed. And it's because of these fucking things.
Yeah.
I wish I could throw it at the wall and never pick it back up.
But that's the
thing. I hate it.
That's the thing.
No, you're.
It's we
true.
Can.
Well,
we can, no, we can't. No, we can. We can. And here's why.
Don't get angry.
When I'm not angry. I'm empowered. There's a difference.
Okay.
When I'm at a home inspection, sometimes those are 5 hours long. I'm with clients. I do not answer my phone. I do not answer my texts. I don't sit on my phone at home inspections. Do you?
No, because I'm busy doing things.
Exactly. That's 5 solid hours when you're without your phone. Those moments, those extended kind of breaks can happen in our real lives if we want them to.
That's quite true. The same though,
but then
because
you're
still stimulated. Like, it's not, I get where you're going with that, but I also don't feel like it's the same kind of like disconnection that, like, I guess we're just talking about two different disconnections.
Well, I'm saying this is a gentle way of disconnecting say we need to remember that we have complete power in our lives to run our lives exactly how we want them to run. If you're the kind of person who's like, hey, I'm having people over, no phones. Mm-hmm. Most people would be like, great idea, that would be awesome.
No, I mean,
that's
you
a
start
great
small.
Idea.
Yeah, you can make
I'm,
your own rules.
I'm just
I have
saying,
no,
you can make your own rules.
I have
rules.
No phones at the dinner table.
I can tell my clients, too, hey, guys, FYI, I don't have my phone all day on me. I'm driving, I'm doing things, but I check it in the morning, I check it in the afternoon. So I will get, if it's urgent, then, send me an email and my assistant will check it or something. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. But I'm just saying, there has to be a space where we empower ourselves instead of feeling like we're playing defense all the time to actually prioritize connection. And I think that's a totally doable thing. I really do. And I see it too because I don't know, I saw some meme and it had the back of a phone and it said, this is what your toddler sees. Mm-hmm. And it was like a person holding the back of their phone. And they're like, mama, mama. Mm-hmm. And I work from my phone at home and I'm trying to hang out with the kids and I still have that guilt, that I'm working when I should be hanging out with the kid, and I always think of that. So I could do better. If we could all probably do better. And every time I catch myself just randomly scrolling, I make a note of it. Like, I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Don't need to do that. I think Instagram as a business card is my approach now. Like, I don't need to engage with anybody, really. Not really. LinkedIn is a professional networking thing, which I really don't use either. If TikTok is where you get your news, then you could say that's a reason why you want to go on that. But as far as like creating TikToks, like, that's not my generation. I don't even understand it. I watch a TikTok and I'm like, what the hell did I just watch? I have no idea. It feels like somebody's bisected like brain cell and crack. I have no idea what I'm looking at. I don't understand.
I'm with you. I don't ever go on it. Like, but in taking Instagram off your phone, that would be a start, because then you realize how often you actually pick up your phone and just scroll.
Yeah.
When it's not there anymore.
Yeah,
a friend of mine
scrolling
took it off
thing.
Before. She's like, this is crazy, but you just constantly like, oh, it's not there anymore.
Right.
I mean,
this is
down.
Like a little habit.
Of course. It's like, there's not a second where I'm not doing something on my phone. If I'm not doing anything else, I'm doing something on my phone. It's ridiculous.
My friend Jessica just hit me to this podcast that where the person who's the guest speaker, and I didn't listen to it in full, but was suggesting that the agenda is by 2030 to have a significant amount of human beings that have like a chip, something in them. So you'll be interacting with like some form of hybrid human, not hybrid in the way of science fiction. They're still human, but there's a component of their awareness that is being absorbed by this chip. And what he said is, what you guys need to realize, what we all need to realize, is that we are the prize. We are the divine energy. We are the ones, the ancient DNA that is here, that can connect, that can project, that can,
energetically
things. Move things.
We
are the commodity. We think it's money. We think it's stuff. We think it's fame. We think they distract us with all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But in fact, the more powerful we are, the more threatening we are, you know. And that's why there are big movements, and there have been since industrialized eras, to make people
distracted and disconnected.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
But yeah. I think we're all going to have little robots soon. That's the projection.
I'm not going to have a robot.
To have a little thing next to you that's like there. Doing, no. Yeah,
I'm not
that's
down.
Where the trend's going.
Listen,
though.
It might be. That's I'm, what, just, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing a little robot.
No, you know what?
Little guy with you all the time.
I think, in fact,
opening your door.
I have a feeling that what's going to happen is there are going to be people who adopt this and people who completely and 100% reject it.
Yeah. I mean, what they sell it as is this idea of efficiency, you know? Mm-hmm. But efficiency, it's like to make you move faster.
Yeah, to make you more of a computer.
To make you, you know, contribute more, to make you, like, you know, like buy more, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, what are you getting the time for? Are you buying back mm-hmm. the time to spend with your family?
Well, that's another
thing. Or is it to consume more?
That's it.
That's the thing.
8 hours of consumption. 8 hours of consumption, mm-hmm. 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of production.
Yeah.
Right? That's your 24-hour day.
And
they want you consuming the entire time.
Yeah.
Like whether it's media or, you know, mm-hmm. buying things or whatever, when you're not outputting, you're inputting, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. But to go back to that question earlier, where the news come from, like I try to actually avoid it as much as I can, because most of the time, especially on Instagram or whatever, you can scroll to get you little, it's bad. Nothing's ever good. It's always bad.
Yeah.
This guy got shot. This could get killed. This person, whatever, planes are upside down. All the shit. It's like anxiety. It's just pure anxiety. It's like, am I happier knowing this? No, I'm actually happier not knowing this. So I don't care. Shit is going down if I see it or not.
Right.
Let's be real.
Right.
So
you have
I'll
to
just
protect
try to
your
stay
energy.
Away from it. Like, I don't need to see all the horrible things.
It's
I unfollowed all these pages that show the most horrible things. I'm like, I don't need to see it. It doesn't make me happy.
Yeah. This is the thing. We gotta protect our energy.
The news need to be cut down and not more, but it's everywhere and
Yeah, but again, I think the news is losing its power. I think that's cool. I love that. There are many things losing their power now a little bit, and I'm down with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't care if that's unpopular, because I am so down with it.
No, you know what? I saw something that said that, you know, like, anonymity is gonna be this, like, the new celebrity
at
some
that.
Point, you know, because everybody's so obsessed with showing the world everything about them right now that the people know nothing about are going to be the ones that are the most intriguing, mm-hmm. you know? And yeah, it's interesting.
How will you know who they are, though?
Exactly.
Well, I guess you also talk about celebrity. Ooh, that's so funny.
Oh my God. Well, I think we have to put. We have to put the little things back into Pandora's box. I think that's the main thing. That's my lesson in all of this. And now that I've started to go down the real estate AI rabbit hole, I think there are some tools that make certain parts of our job much more effective, mm-hmm. like certain types of research, certain types of math, mm-hmm. you know, like analyzing whether or not this investment or that investment is going to yield a better return. Like, there's some strictly analytical, mathematical, calculator style things, or even like researching, having something, but even it is filtering what the results are. So you still have to check it. That's what I'm saying.
You
still
need
needs
the professional.
It's human. Yeah. You cannot rely on this thing.
Yeah. You still need the person who actually to look at and say, okay,
yes,
I know what in this market, for example, I can tell you XYZ. You still need the person. Yes, it's a tool to
it
help.
It has to be a tool. Yeah. It's not a replacement for a human. It is a tool we can use and we need to check.
Yeah.
So it's just another little
another
thing
toy.
We have to... Yeah.
Another thing. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, to that end, I think Instagram or all the other things need to be just put in the right place. Like, I used to post a lot of pictures of my life on Instagram. I don't really do that anymore. Mm. I'm kind of show here and there, and I talk, and, you know, I market properties. But to me, it feels much more like a moving business card right now than it does like, oh, come step into my world, you know, because I am feeling that. Like, I don't really want everybody to know everything all
step
the time.
Step into my world of mom,
where's this person? But it's like, how many times are there things happening when you're sitting in a even with your family, you're like, oh, I gotta record this. Oh, I gotta record that.
Yeah. But
and
you
interrupt
it.
Your own moment
with
like trying to capture this moment that you might not even go back to ever really in your phone and be like.
That we're so programmed, you know?
Yeah, but
like the cute
this
moments, like
we can unprogram
we can.
Ourselves.
We can, but we have to first acknowledge that there's a problem. before we can undo the problem.
No, I think the problem is, I think the problem has made itself very, very clear.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the problem is with us, you know, but I also think the solution is too. Mm-hmm. This comedian, Josh Johnson? I always forget if it's Josh Jackson. Josh Johnson. It's got to be Josh Johnson.
One of those.
Because Josh Jackson's the guy from Something's Creek.
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek. Ah! There you go. Not him. But he's a comedian. Anyway, he's hilarious. But he said something like, yeah, he was like making a joke about AI, I think. And he was saying something like, yeah, come at me, come at me. And your little, your iPad, you're like your phone, whatever. Your little friend, you know, the laptop can come too, could get some, you know? And it's like, yeah, it's true. If you just close the damn thing, the problem goes away. If you just literally stop using the phone, it goes, the problem and the anxiety, like you were saying, disconnect from Instagram, even if that's your problem, it goes away. We have complete authority over this thing.
I guess this is where addiction comes. This is where, you know, the conversation around addiction is real whenever it comes to social media, because it's like, yeah, you can put it down, but can you stay away?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we're maybe so...
Little bit at a time. Yeah. Little bit at a time. Like, do your runs. Maybe do dinner with no phone. My problem is...
Oh, that is my rule. I was saying earlier, there's no phones at the dinner table.
No phones at
dinner. That's why, like, don't put them upside down.
Just get them off the table.
Put them on the chair next to you. They're not with us, because I don't want to hear it. I don't...
Yeah.
And, you know, let's just... 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, honestly...
Let's just sit together and not. And then conversations happen. You're like, oh, look, love that.
Anytime that I'm, like, with people, especially people I care about and love, but, like, anytime I'm, like, doing something... I try to not look at my phone, you know? Like, and actually it's not very hard, because I don't like to multitask. I'm not as efficient if I multitask. I'm more efficient if I focus in on whatever I'm doing, you know? Mm. And I think that's how most people would be if they didn't.
Right.
But
right.
I think it's doable for us to cut down, but I think that it's also, like, so ingrained in, like, everyday moments that you have to make a conscious effort when you are, like, trying to be more present, to put it down, you know? Like, not cutting it all the way out, but, like, just putting it down when you're trying to be, you know?
It's hard. It's like unlearning a bad habit.
Well, what if I try it? Like, what if for the month of February, do a flip phone? Or not February, let's say March. And just do a flip phone. And see how that goes for everybody in my life.
Let's not.
Why? Well... Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Could work.
You want
to
type text on old flip phone?
I'm not
going to
text. Not texting.
Hello. No, she's like, get on a call with me. That's the only way you're going to get me.
Yeah.
Respect.
Listen, here's the thing.
Let's do it.
I think we have to take our power back.
Agree.
To live the life we want to
live. Agree.
This is the moment.
Agree.
This is our moment. Honestly, it's like everything's coming to a unusual energetic head.
It's
like
crazy. Not feeling guilty
it
sitting at home during the daytime and have a cup of tea and not think about something for a sec.
Can you imagine?
No.
Also, I remember when text messaging first came out. Maybe it's because it cost money to send them. But it was like only emergencies I would ever get a text. It was like, call me. You know, it was like beepers. Like, you'd only beep somebody usually when it was like urgent. If somebody beeped you too much, you'd be like, that person is thirsty.
You had a beeper?
I had a beeper. Of course I had a beeper.
I had no beeper.
Well, you weren't in America in the late 90s.
It wasn't a thing, huh?
It was, beepers were a thing.
No, not, I
no,
guess
the,
we,
there
I
was
guess
beeper
there
etiquette.
Beepers. We didn't have beepers. I don't think there was a thing, no.
No, beepers were
you
a thing
You had
in
a beeper thing here? What did that stand for? Were there like
there were
numbers?
Little codes and stuff like that. Yeah, totally.
Do you remember?
Oh, no.
What they meant? Okay.
You know. You'd have hello, you know.
Oh, okay. I thought it were like numbers 659-0-1-1-3-4.
Honestly, I'd so prefer that.
Do you have that?
I'd so prefer that. I hate how accessible we all are.
That's what I'm saying.
To everybody.
The beeper thing.
I hate
Back
the
to
entitlement
beepers, no.
to my time
yes.
that people have.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, why do you not think I am entitled to my time?
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Well,
yes,
that's the beauty
text
of it all,
me
right?
once.
You can text back
when I get
when
back
you,
to you.
Yeah,
know, that's what
you
it
feel like.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. The way we're programmed now, people will shoot you a million fucking texts in a row.
Exactly.
You know? And then and
if
you're not
you're
getting
not
back, yeah,
they
it's
take
a crisis.
It personally.
Yeah, it's a crisis. It's like, no, it's not a crisis. I'm claiming my time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And but I know it sounds weird to say that we should have to announce this to our clients or to our friends or our family.
Yeah, in all be fairness,
like,
yes.
Like on my voicemail, be like, hey, or even like create an autoresponder that's like, hey, if I don't immediately respond, it's because I'm doing something else with my full attention.
Yeah.
Not because I don't care about you.
Yeah.
You know? But like literally when I was driving here, I got a text message about things I can't even think about when I'm driving. Like, should we put shelves in this kitchen pantry, you know? And I got this text message with a picture with the pantry. I didn't respond fast enough. Then I got a phone call. I'm on another call. So can't talk now. Then another text message. Just text me back immediately. I'm like, wow, about shelves in a kitchen pantry.
Right.
Three different reaches. I'm like...
This is the real deal, man.
That's
the kind of stuff I'm talking about. With
this wouldn't happen if it was a pager.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They'll page you once, and then you wait.
Make text message cost.
Yes.
That's the solution.
Oh, my God.
Or just make everything pager. I'm going to do something. I'm doing something. I just really want to try and see what happens.
Charge now. I want to go back.
If that was the case, I couldn't afford my life anymore. With the kids, can you imagine? You know, oh my God.
Well, like, I didn't know where this conversation was going to go because we always are worried that we maybe go too deep into things that are kind of complaints and sometimes, right? But I think this year, I feel, you know, actually pretty recharged. We've got the snake. We've got
snakes,
right? Snakes. Yes, I'm a snake too. But I mean, your commitment word was, you know,
cellular regeneration. Oh yeah. I'll get back to you when I find out about the cellular regeneration.
And then Neek's was reinvention.
Reinvention.
That's right.
Which I like
is,
the
this is all and creative what? Energy. You know, it's all creating space for new realities and new possibilities. Mine is authenticity, but to me what that really looks like is like committing to what is actually a priority in my life, letting go of the guilt of I'm letting people down if I don't respond to them immediately, or I'm being a bad agent if I'm not available 24 hours a day, or if I'm not physically present behind a desk, you know, 20 hours a week, that somehow I'm not good enough, not doing enough. No, this is my life. I am reclaiming it. Just like you said, and I think we should all entitle ourselves to that in this new moment. I feel like there's something going on, and I'm like with it.
It does feel like that. Like this year has been like, well, the start of it was rough, but like, it's like cathartic. It's like, you know, everything's being shaken up. Just like you said, like, you know, even celebrity, right? Like where it used to be cool. Is it really cool now to be a celebrity? Like, I don't think so.
I'm Team Justin, for sure. No, but it's true. It's like what you're saying. Like, people are being exposed.
Yeah.
Like, not just Puff Daddy, but you've got the Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively thing. You've got just, like, you see, behind, if you Justin. Peel back, you don't know about this?
For sure, Team Justin.
For sure, Team Justin,
that's
right?
That's not even a contest.
It's not a contest, but it was, because when she first came out, people were like, we're like so ready to just get behind this like BS story. And then he had the receipts. And then you go, oh, wait a second. Maybe we should think a little bit more quickly before we just cancel people. Now cancel culture is in question. Yeah. Yay.
Yes. Yeah.
Finally.
Thank God.
Yeah, finally.
Thank God.
Like maybe freedom of speech isn't a bad thing. Hold on a second. Have you guys gone back to the 80s and watched an episode of Donahue or Oprah Winfrey show? Have you ever seen it? If you watch those shows, if you go back on YouTube and watch, you will see such a beautiful, intelligent array of vocal opinions on things with none of the vitriol or the cancel culture or anything that comes with this. This is called censorship. Mm-hmm. And it started for me, in my opinion, it started probably around COVID. Like that's when I felt it the most, right? Mm-hmm. Like anybody who questioned anything, where's the origins? No, cancel. Oh, maybe what's in this vaccine? Nope, shut down. Mm-hmm. But even going back farther than that, when my landlord worked for the FDA and was telling me about the pharmaceutical companies starting to be employed in leadership positions in the FDA, And he retired because he's like, I can't do it. Like, they're fast tracking stuff that's not good for people. And I can't be a part of it, so I'm retiring, right? And that was like, that was in the early 2000s. So that was another example of, I guess, of it happening there. I'm like, this is not a bad thing to have differing opinions. We have to be able to live in a society where questioning anything is okay. Questioning authority is okay. And, you know, questioning our industries, okay. Questioning governments, okay. Questioning who, you know, I'm keeping my eyes on what's happening with the major lawsuits for NAR. I'm keeping my eyes on what's happening with LA politics regarding the rebuilding. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping my eyes on people who may be encouraging people to panic sell, or, you know, people who are, you know, not, don't have the best interests of people in mind. Like, I'm keeping my eyes open.
You know what I think would be a good word for this year?
What?
Revelation.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yes.
I feel like that is really what's happening this year. Yes. Is that all is being revealed on so many different levels, and people are starting to, like, be able to cut through the bullshit a little bit more than they have been, you know?
Yeah.
Like, on so many levels. Politically, in our business, you know? Like,
yeah.
I know you talked about the, you know, the panic selling thing and whatnot, and people coming on Instagram and saying all these things and telling people who they are, right? But, you know, I've always had this, like, way of processing things where if people tell me who they are, then I
believe them.
Believe the opposite.
Or believe
You believe
because,
the opposite.
Right? Mm. People want
it's like
to...
It's like the crying thing.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, people want... People want to tell you who they are because that's who they want to be. Yeah. Not necessarily who they are yet. Are. Maybe it's who they're on the verge of being. Maybe it's who they wish they were. But it usually isn't who they are.
Right, right.
You know, but their actions tell you who they are.
Right.
And so even in that scenario, right, we heard a lot of, this is who I am, and this is the, you know, the what I stand on, and this is, you know, what I'm behind. And then you see the actions, and they don't align with that.
Right. Right.
That's who you are.
Yeah, that was like really, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And you know what, in any of these disaster kind of situations, you do see people's true motivations, colors, like things come out, and I'm scared.
Yeah.
Like, I get a little bit scared. I'm like, wow, we're swimming in a pool with a lot of vultures.
Well,
like, I'm just like, I guess that doesn't make sense. I don't know if vultures swim. I
have
no
idea. We're sharks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, but, you know, on a wide scale, like...
We've
been idolizing false prophets for years, you know? Because, like, think about it, right? Like, you think about celebrities, historically. Mm-hmm. They were the people who had access to be celebrities, right? Now anyone can be a celebrity. Now anyone can have a platform. Now anyone can do whatever, you know? And they can tell you they are whoever they want to be, you know? If I post a million pictures of me in a, you know, like a freaking, you know, medieval dress, right? Then people are going to be like, that chick who always posted a medieval dress. If I delete all those posts and then I start posting pictures of me with a basketball uniform on, all of a sudden I'm Nick the basketball player.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like you can reinvent yourself a million times.
Well, you can reinvent yourself a million times in real life too if all you're reinventing is the superficial.
Yeah.
Is the appearance of yourself.
Right.
This comes back to authenticity. Goes right there with that revelation, because while we're seeing more clearly the world for what it is and the world around us for what it is and the people in our lives for who they are, we're also discovering again who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it just creates a new opportunity to just be that.
Totally.
And I'm like, there's no barrier. It's just a choice. And with that, I'm going to wrap it up and wish you all the most revelatory, reinvented, regenerative 2025. Signing out. See you next time.
Bye.
Under all is the land.
Under all is the land. Under all is the land. The real, real. Under all is the land. Under all is the land.